This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how. A's on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The Chisholm and Mendick, get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Carl Stromer over there. What's going on, man?
Dibbity dibbity, get it on.
Yeah. I want to thank today's sponsors, Tommy John. I'm wearing mine right now.
Heck
promo
yeah.
Promo code Adam. BlueChew.com, promo code Ace. SimplySafe.com/Ace. Timberland Pro and Geico at geico.com.
Been seeing those boots out lately a lot. People wearing them now. I like
I
them.
Was with my boys in Rennsport at Laguna Seca last weekend.
Yeah.
And I noticed my guys were wearing their Timberlands.
Yes. Yeah. Not only their construction, automotive, their fashion. Forget about it.
80,000 people showed up at that event.
How'd that go, by the way?
It was good. It was mixed for me, but it was.
What does that
it
mean? Mixed
good.
In terms of performance on your end, or just the turnout, or the event? What do you
well,
mean?
Well, there are 80,000 people, so the turnout part's good.
Yeah,
I won the WISEC Cup or whatever it was, a trophy. The car won some.
Did
trophy.
You hoist it high overhead and get champagne thrown on you?
No, I was sitting. You know, it's weird. They never. I think Matt will be good at backing me up on this. There, I do many events.
Yeah, you do. You do lots of events.
Maddie, the yes master. Yes master, Maddie.
The information is always played pretty close to the vest with a lot of events. So I am told by my mechanic, hey, the guy came around on Friday. After your race in the morning, they want us to bring the car out about 3 o'clock and put it on the track for a photo. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen many of these photos. Gary, you can find these photos. You might even find the photo of 2018 Rennsport. You know, the cars, they put them all on the track. They kind of line them up in such a herringbone sort of fashion. And then some guy gets on an A-frame ladder and you take a picture. You go, oh, look at all these cars that were out there. So I go, oh, okay. So what time? So about 3:30. So at like 3:15, I get in the car, just, you know, wearing my shorts and T-shirt and not in a fire suit or anything. And, you know, fire everything up and kind of nurse it along to the hot pit, they call it. And then at some point, they kind of like wave you over to like, hey, park it on the track. You know, park it here. You know, and I go, okay. I park it there. And then I find myself sitting in the car for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. There's a picture. This is not the picture, but this is a picture of an example of taking the cars and lining them up along the straightaway and doing the getting up on the ladder and up on the hill and taking a picture.
Right.
And I don't know, Gary, if you can find the one that was at the front straight. You keep looking. But anyway, so that's what I told. They're lining up the cars. They're taking a picture.
So wait, is the winner always in the front with his car and is it's featured?
I'm not told anything other than they want to take a picture.
Okay,
they want to take a track picture with your car.
Gotcha.
So I'm lined up in some area where they're like staging us, you know, and they're like, okay, we're going to bring the car up here. We're going to back it up into here. We're staging them. Well, I'm sitting in my car for 15 or 20 minutes. It's a race car. It's not a comfortable.
There's no AC, right?
No Sirius satellite radio, no
nothing.
AC, no nothing.
Right.
So at some point, I think to myself, I look to my left, I see my mechanic, and he's just sitting there on sort of the pit wall.
Yeah.
And I say, what am I doing sitting in the car all afternoon? And I could go back to the trailer and have a beer and walk around. And
right.
They don't need me. I'm not even in the picture. They just want the car.
Right.
So I tell my guy, Sean, you come over here. I like wave him over. Just get in the car. And when they tell you to move it, just move it. I'm going back and have a beer.
Yeah.
So I went back and have a beer. And yeah, half hour later, I'm sitting around on a folding chair under a tent having a beer. And then I hear like, Adam Carolla, winner of the WISEC Cup. Where is Adam? Is Adam here?
Yeah.
Well, no one ever told me they were going to give out trophies or that my car was being reviewed for a trophy or I was being reviewed for a trophy. They said they want to take a picture. So I left.
So you missed the whole thing.
At some point, I showed up after when I was sitting there drinking my beer, and I heard after I heard my name three or four times, yeah. And I'm like, "Where's Adam?" It's like, but Matt, back
so
to you.
Would you say poorly organized, or
it's kind of weird? They don't really tell you what you need to know. They'll tell you an element of it. And by the way, I also blame my guys who do that too, because they'll say like, "We're going to bring the cars out, we're going to take a picture, and then we're going to judge them for the WISAC Cup." But my guy will go, "We need to bring the car out for a picture." And then that's kind of where he'll leave it. There's a lot of information that gets just sort of broken off, and you don't get the full what you're doing. I cannot tell you how many events I do, like across the country, frequently, where I'm literally standing in the ballroom getting ready to go on stage, and I'm saying to somebody, "So what are we doing here exactly? Like, am I supposed to talk about myself, or am I talking about Dennis Prager, or should I talk about me for, do you want me to be funny for 10 minutes, and then I'll bring that?" And they go, talk, you know, do what you think. Like, what I think.
Self-produced.
I'm taking a nap.
Yeah.
Like, it is weird in events where they pay you tens of thousands of dollars to go do this thing, or they, you know, you have your multi-million-dollar car out on the track and blah, blah, blah. They're still pretty tight-fisted with the information. It's all the very last minute, and it's all little catch-as-catch-can. It's a weird wiring for human beings. Like, the people, and then there's Mike August. Then I say to Mike August, you know, "Do they want me to go out there and talk about Prager U, or they want me to talk, do stand-up?" And they'll go, Yeah, do what you feel like. And I'll go, "No, Mike, that's not what they want."
Right.
They want something. We just don't know what they want. And they never really properly convey it. And at some point, you just find yourself standing in some banquet room, finding somebody with a clipboard and going, and then this conversation.
Well, it's usually like a 26-year-old intern who's got the clipboard.
They got a headset on.
Right, right.
And then you have this conversation. Yeah. You go, "You want me to come up there and you want me to do stand-up, or do you want me to talk about Dennis Prager, or you want me to talk about the 935 Porsche?" And they go, "Well, you know, we want you to be comfortable," and, or something. And I go, no, I don't. I'm saying, you tell me what to do.
Right.
I'll go, "You're paying me. I'll go do it. I want you to tell me what to do." And they go, "Well, if you don't want to do stand-up, don't do stand-up." And I'll go, "No, if you want me to do stand-up, I'll do stand up.
Well, for most of those things, I mean, from my experience with it, it's all promotion. They use you to get bodies in there in the first place, right?
Yes. Old, unattractive bodies.
So they don't really, I guess the content doesn't matter. It's just to get people there is what they want. You're a draw now.
No,
so, you know, it doesn't matter if you light yourself on fire or not,
but
right?
Thank you. But like this event that I was at was a very small gathering of like high rollers. It wasn't a, "Hey, we're selling tickets on StubHub."
Gotcha.
This was not that. This, I mean, not the Rennsport, but this Prager event I did like 2 weeks ago. This was a thing for him and his whatever. And I just couldn't figure out what they wanted me to do.
Right.
Just bring him up on stage or anyway. It turned out. It went swimmingly. And Gary will probably find, there's probably a picture of me standing up on the podium holding the WISAC trophy or whatever
that
it is.
That I know where. That I can find.
That we can
moment.
Find. And I don't know. Maybe and maybe so they never did take a picture of the cars.
When you say, the thing that's I'm a little worried about, that first photo I showed had the big Michelin tire in the back, and then you mentioned the straightaway. So is that not supposed to be the backdrop?
That is not supposed to be the backdrop,
okay, yeah,
because
most
that is not the straightaway.
Right, almost all of the pictures I'm finding have that
in
it. So
that's where they take people to take the pictures. This
so are you winning
place.
A fair amount of these races? Are you now considered like Das Sound Machine of the auto world?
Do you know that, Sound
Do you remember
Machine?
that what's that movie where they all sing? The latest movie where everyone's singing a cappella
and driving cars?
No. Very real reference, man.
Cop Rock?
No, yes! That's I auditioned for Cop Rock.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Can you sing?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Haven't you ever heard me sing?
What is your go-to in karaoke night?
On the wings of love, look at the two of us together flying high. Thank you.
I would answer that with a simple, hail! Hail is for hail! Hail is for hail! Hail is for children!
Yes! Me and you, I'm telling you, for based on our harmonies, we're going on the road. And if we don't, I'm going to kill myself. Don't let me die.
I picked a song out for us in my head already. It's by a little band called Sheriff.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, when Gary will now have to find the Sheriff song, and we'll play that. First, I'll tell you about Blue Chew. Not that you're not in the mood already.
After listening to some wedding music, Stromer singing some wedding songs.
Blue Chew gives you the confidence in bed. The first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables work up to twice as fast as pills and cheaper than those two as well. Helps you last longer, go extra rounds. If sex were an Olympic sport, Blue Chew would be banned.
Yeah!
Take it on a full or empty stomach. That about covers it. Only takes a few minutes to fill out the form online. So you just go online, you fill out the form. No time wasted at the doctor's office. So you don't have to visit the doctor. No awkward conversations or waiting in line at the pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in a discreet package. Prescribed online by doctor and made in the USA. Blue Chew, right, Matt?
That's right. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use promo code ACE. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ACE.
By the way, those discreet packages are always the ones my kids open for some reason. They go like, what's this? It doesn't say Amazon. Oh, it must be a discreet thing.
Yeah.
And Ace, what's that Sheriff song? What are you looking for?
When I'm with you.
Yeah,
well,
let's go.
Sheriff's only have one song. But
I'm putting in Sheriff karaoke, and I'm getting a lot of I Shot the Sheriff.
Let's
which I know
do
is
it.
Not what
yeah,
you're
don't do
about.
Sheriff karaoke. Sheriff the band. Yeah. By Sheriff.
It's going to me and you are going
to
be like Seals
but
and Crofts. Remember
do
Seals
do
and Crofts? We'll sit there
Summer
with
Breeze.
Yeah, baby.
You don't need to do the karaoke version of it. You can just do the song. That'll be fine. So what are you working on? There's a picture of me holding the thing.
But look at that, man.
Yeah, you know what's weird about the internet, Gary?
Is that the car this weekend? That's the winning car?
Yeah, it's
car?
A 935. I was up on the podium holding the thing, and there was 200 people standing around it holding their cameras out. It's
right.
Weird that I always think, well, people must post it on their Facebook page or whatever, and then you just would go find it. But
yeah.
I guess it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. They got to properly tag it and have all the right names and keywords and stuff, and then it can take a few days for the search engines to populate. But
it's really weird.
Your point is correct. There are pictures out there. I will keep looking.
All right.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
If you were to hide... Wait. Here we go.
That's our song.
Take a breath, baby doll. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla.
Well, now wait, because this is a duet.
Big deal. Okay.
And it just kind of...
I don't know that song, by the way.
Oh,
but
come
on. Let me hear you do it.
I never needed anyone like I need you. And I never wanted no one.
Yes.
And I'm it for you. Ooh, baby. Lost in love,
oh, yeah.
Is what I feel.
Yeah.
When I'm with you now, I'm holding the mic and facing her now, right? And then
yeah.
You would sing this part.
Maybe the way you touch me, with the warmth of the sun.
Maybe it's the way you smile.
Yeah. Come on.
without you. All right, you get it. I mean, obviously, we're gonna beat it out, you know. Oh, we're gonna.
You know
work,
what? I'm
we're
dizzy with
it.
Love right now.
But I mean, that's gonna be our song.
Yeah. Thank God.
So you do some Jeffrey Osborne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was. That
and
was
then I hop up there. I do Pat Benatar's "Hell's for Children."
Yeah, man.
So we show people our sort of individual ability,
and then a duet,
and then we come together.
But we also have to do that scene from the dance movie where you jump into the air and I catch you with a Patrick Swayze move, and you soar and I spin on stage.
That's right.
Right? Come on.
Now here's what we need to do.
Get an agent.
No.
Oh.
Hold on. When you're done singing On the Wings of Love,
yes.
Is that Jeffrey Osborne?
Yes, it is, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're done with that song, you need to point to me. I'll be at the bar, like holding the beer with
a spot hits you?
Yeah. And you go, hey, maybe we could get Carolla up for one more song. And then I'm going to be going, oh, no, no, no. But as I'm going, no, I'll be jogging toward the stage, okay? But I'll be going like, oh, come on, don't embarrass me, Stromer. But I'll be jogging. And then,
tearaway suit.
Maybe we can convince him to get up, and I'll go, no, no, no. And as I'm doing that, I'll be hopping up on stage and ripping the microphone out of your hands, okay?
And then the tearaway suit.
No, because that'll make it seem like we prepared.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want it to feel spontaneous.
See, the secret of comedy. You're a legend, for God's sakes. Good work.
Yes, I don't want to seem like a buffoon who set this up.
I want
it to make it look like you're coaxing me up on stage, and I'm reluctantly.
You might even have a bite of shrimp ready to go and dip in the sauce, and then you put it down and go, wait, me?
Yeah.
Like that. And then,
right. Oh, no, come on. But I'll be running toward the stage. All right. Yeah. Do we have questions, Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, finally?
Yes, we do. We actually have a video question for you guys. If you want to see it, you go to aceontheroof.com. And if you want to send us your email questions, email us aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. All right, here is our video question.
Hey, guys, big fan. Got this mailbox, brick mailbox here HOA requires us to have, and it needs to be re-leveled. It's about 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's listing.
I want to catch it before it gets any worse. Is this a project that I can do, or should I call in a professional?
All right.
Just big fan.
By the way, I guarantee you she's from Michigan.
Guarantee it. Do we know where this problem came from? So, all right, hold on. I'll let Matt look up that. This is a monolithic brick. This is a brick little tower. It's 2 foot wide. It's 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot, and it's 4 foot tall, and it's got two mailboxes in it, and it's leaning to one side a little.
Correct.
Because they didn't do a base, and it's on some grass in the front of the house.
You think they just set the brick right on the grass with no foundation?
It said it's 13 years old. Maybe she's calling from a place that gets some rain and has a freeze and a thaw, and they probably poured some minor pad down there, but
there
I'm guessing they didn't do much of a footing.
Yep.
So, I just had an idea.
You gonna jack it? What are you gonna do?
I like this idea. No, you know, I could see it on one of those Tom Bergeron shows when it goes south, but I kind of like this idea. I like a pickup truck involved here.
Yeah. Oh, there's gonna be some towing. I can feel it.
All right, no, I got to. All right, I've gone another direction.
All right,
you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a pickup truck, 4x4 with a trailer ball on it, something with a little height, and a trailer ball, and we're going to park it at just the right angle that you want this thing to move toward.
Gotcha.
Then we're going to get a come along.
Okay.
And a couple of tie down straps.
Gotcha.
Maybe the ratchet kind. Yeah. I don't know. And we'll wrap it around the thing. We'll wrap the other one around the trailer ball, and we'll put our come along, or we'll take the come along and wrap it around the trailer ball and, you know, work it out.
Yeah.
A ratchet come along.
Gotcha.
With a couple of tie down straps.
Yeah.
That's all Home Depot stuff.
Uh-huh.
We're going to park that car, put it in park, put the brake on and everything, and we're going to take that thing. And we're going to ratchet this come-along thing until we pull it up into where we want it.
Oh, you're not relying on the car to drag it.
I started going down
but
that
you
road.
You know it would rip the thing.
That's not going to work. Yeah. That's not going to work. That's the biggest yeah. fight in the world you're ever yeah. going to have with yeah. your wife. So,
that's right.
So we're going to use that.
Yeah, as an anchor point for your ratcheting system.
Yeah, that thing's yeah. not that big.
Yeah.
And we're going to pull on it. Or put a strap around it, maybe even two straps, a foot apart,
right.
you know, on the side,
top
on the brick
middle.
Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to pull that thing up.
Get a level. Make sure it's level.
Get a level.
Yeah.
My feeling when I do that kind of stuff is I pull it a little past level.
Yeah.
I pull it so that the bubble's a little on the other side so that when you release all the tension,
settles back.
It kind of settles back a little bit,
good
right?
Call. Yep. 100%.
Then I would dig out, obviously, under the troubled side.
Right.
And maybe even the whole thing. I don't even know. I mean, not the whole thing because it's not going to float in air. But I would trench out under the troubled side, the low side. I would go down 8-10 inches. I feel like a foot's probably a little too much. But
yeah.
You go 10 inches a foot, make it about 6 inches, 8 inches wide. You know, just kind of dig it out. Use
yeah.
the earth. To form it up,
right?
You know, then I think I would. If you want to throw a couple of sticks of like number 3 rebar, something kind of thin in there, you know, put them off the ground, a little spacer or whatever. I'd do that. Hang one from the top a little bit, or get it off the top a little. I don't think there's any reason to dowel it or to go up into the thing. I
yeah,
think we just need
to
create.
It just has to sit on there.
It just has to sit there. I don't think we need to glue it or dowel it or anything.
I think I would dig before you set up the truck and the ratcheting system, too, because then it might move sooner and easier. You know what I mean? If you dig around
well,
first.
Well, but if you dig around first, it's going to dip further.
You
may
think,
come further
okay.
that direction.
Yeah, maybe.
So, again, just a skosh past the bubble on level, just a skosh past plum.
Right.
And then wait till the cement dries the next day, and then just release. I don't know if you have to have the truck parked down the street all day. I got to think about that. We'll figure
Let's
that
get
out.
Get some cones at
yeah,
Home Depot.
Get some cones. And let it just come right back down.
I like
that
it.
Plant.
You know, that's how they should have fixed the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but did they? No.
Mm-mm.
But that's what they should have done.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Leaning Towers of Pisa.
I like that. Hold on, I'm impressed with my thought
yeah,
there.
I like it, too.
I like it, too.
Can I tell you about Tommy John?
Mm.
Now, you know, Tommy John is the creators of the most comfortable underwear on the planet.
Look
but
what I'm wearing right now.
Look at that. Holy, that's like a almost a metallic waistband.
Thank you.
What a feature.
Thank you.
Now, it's the most comfortable underwear on the planet, but they've been working on revolutionizing men's dress shirts. This is a whole other sector for them. After 6 years and 200 prototypes, Tommy John has perfected the Stay Tucked dress shirt. Now, I tried one. It stayed the entire night. I waved my arms around. I did my plate spinning routine, and nothing. Mm. It stayed tucked in.
Mm.
First of its kind. Created to end the constant tuck of war that men have had for years with dress shirts. It's got InvisiGrip Snap technology, which is what I believe you just featured in your waistband.
Mm-hmm.
And 360 underarm stretch panel allows for full range of motion. Upgrade with Tommy John. No adjustment needed. Matt?
Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam to save 20% on your first order, plus free shipping and free returns on all dress shirt purchases. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com.
Stromer.
Yes, sir.
How, a personal question.
Please.
You know, in my terrazzo large scale tile quest with my 3/4 subflooring raised foundation, Hardy Backer, not going to cut it. In the float world.
Yeah, man, I know.
What do you think the minimum float is for a large expanse?
To walk away and never come back, an inch?
An inch.
Yeah.
Inch is the minimum
float. Yeah, a minimum.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
that. And make sure that you screw off all the plywood to the joists before you get that cement down. Just to
make sure you
got double super sucking into the joists.
Because
it's the movement that kills you, obviously.
Yeah, you know what I did in the current house I'm living in before I put the terrazzo down? I have a weird house that has an inch and a half float on a raised foundation
yeah.
all through the house.
Right.
which is, I hadn't seen that before. It seemed weird to me. It literally goes around the bottom plates of all the walls. So if you pull a wall out, there's just a groove from where the bottom plate is, where the float went around it.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I was getting a little flex.
Wait, you mean they floated it before they put the drywall in and floated it to the studs?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And then came down on top of the float with the drywall.
Yeah.
Huh. They probably did it in anticipation of tile and thought it'd be easier to float without walls in because you could get around all the... And maybe they used the 2x on its end as a screed point.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, if they would have... That means they'd have to stick frame it instead of like tilt it up. But I'm under the impression that they framed all the interior and exterior walls, obviously, and then just poured this half inch float. It's through the entire house.
Huh.
And it's weird because, yeah, I get it. If you felt like, well, you're going to put some tile down in the kitchen or something, then you do it. But what about then the hardwood in the living room?
Yeah, because hardwood or the carpet on cement in the living room sucks. You don't want that.
Right, but then there's also an elevation thing that maybe they were anticipating. But the whole house.
Really?
It's weird.
Huh.
So anyway, I had some flex in one of the floors that I was at. And what I had to do is I took 3/4 inch ply, cut it to 14.5, shoved it up from underneath in the bay, and then just put rails on it, really like adding a second subfloor under the subfloor,
two by four
like side rails.
Like so cleats, you wouldn't
get so you wouldn't get the flex.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, if you can get to the underside of your, if you're putting some tile down or you got some ideas about something, and you have a subfloor and you have a crawl space, and you think, I want to beef up this subfloor, but obviously you can't put something on top. It changes the elevation.
Sure.
Take plywood or OSB or whatever you're dealing with, rip it at, 14 3/8 or whatever's going to drop into the bay, whatever the on center is.
Right.
Get up there. You can glue it up with subfloor adhesive. Get up there, shove it up there. Take some 2x4 rails, shove them up there, and then take some good hardy screws and put them at an angle up toward it and suck it up there.
Yeah, and then you're hitting the plywood subfloor also, right?
Yeah, as long as you're catching the joists, you're in pretty good shape. But yeah, if you want to take some like 1¼ inch screws and go straight up, you can go straight up and marry the two together.
That's a good idea.
It worked. Okay. It stiffened it up a ton.
Speaking of plywood, I went and bought a bunch of plywood yesterday at the big box store, and I realized, I guess I've known this all along, but it really spoke to me that they don't have 3/4 plywood anymore.
Yeah, it's all like 32nd, 64th.
Does it save that much money for them?
Well, let's, you know what, Eric? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam. The Eric and Adam Hour.
You have to think about it this way.
What?
If you are doing a plywood that's 3/4 ply, but it's not really 3/4 ply, it's 21/32nd or something or whatever.
It's like an eighth off is what it is.
Okay. Well, it's not usually full eighth. It's not 5/8. It's somewhere between 5/8 and 3/4.
Right.
They remove like a 16th.
Correct.
But let's just say it's an eighth off.
Yeah.
And all you do is you're Pacific Forester and like all you do is make plywood all day.
Right.
Millions of sheets of plywood a year. Well, that means for every 6 pieces of plywood, your 7th one is free. It's an equation, right?
Like
if you can back out a 16th, if you're making plywood, if you're making cars or you're making bagels and you got a huge factory and it's just churning out, and I told you if you could remove a little material from that bagel and put it over here, then every time you did 6 of them, there'd be a 7th one for free, essentially.
So structurally, it must engineer out the same or not as bad as we would think, right? With the thickness taking an eighth out.
Well, it started with the 2x4s.
Yeah.
Obviously, 1.5 inch by 3.5.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird about 2x4s or the 2x, you guys know a 2x4 is an inch and a half by 3.5, right? So I do run into adults who are like, really? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's been that way for 61 years, I think. But anyway.
And was that a function of saving money, too, and milling
yes,
charges?
Yes, it's just yeah. bringing it down. Yeah. But it gets, it's more insidious.
Take it down.
You think it's just an inch and a half by, you know, it takes a half inch off, it takes a half inch off.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother, when you start getting up into 2x10s and 2x12s, that's still an inch and a half, but a 2x12 is not an inch and a half by 11 and a half. A 2x12 is like inch and a half by like 11 and a quarter or
correct.
Something. They start dropping it down. Look, anywhere they can shave a couple of tenths times a billion units.
But I mean, are the engineering calcs all based on the lie that is present in the plywood and hardwood industry? Is that what we're doing now?
I guess. I mean, at some point, they'll have to stop because I have to change all the calcs. I got to tell you this. When I went into Far West Ply.
Yeah, that's right by my house, by the way. Come by and get a little meatloaf next time.
Not to be confused with Forest Ply, which is also nearby. I used to buy, I'd either go to, it was Far West Ply and Forest Ply, and then there was, I would get all my Euro hardware from either Sid Sagia's yes. or Sid Charney's. I'm like, does everyone have to have the same fucking name? It's so goddamn confusing.
That's
this
right.
is before Waze and
yeah,
smartphones and
right.
everything. So, I mean, I'm over at Far West Ply.
Yeah. Right there, Reseda and Parthenia, my friend.
Enjoying the guys who've been there for 50 years behind the counter.
That's right.
And I'm like, do you have, all right, now, I don't want to, like, I'm buying birch or something. I don't want 1x. I want a full inch, like a true 1x, true
right.
1 inch, because 1x is 3/4.
Correct.
So I want a true 1 inch. And he's like, oh, so you want 5/4? And I'm
yeah.
like, you call it 5/4? And he's like, yeah, 1 inch is 5/4. I'm like, Gary, your dad's an accountant. Does 5/4 really exist?
No.
I don't think there's such a thing as 5/4.
Wouldn't that be an inch
like
and
saying,
a quarter? Isn't that an inch and a quarter?
Well, it,
and then you downsize it.
I mean, it's five. You could make 5/4 worth of change, but it can't be 5/4 equals an inch. I mean, it's like
see,
given 110%, right?
Unless you change the units of measurement, which you don't. So it's a lie.
Well, if 1x
yeah.
is 3/4,
yeah.
and you'd like to get to a true 1 inch,
yeah.
so if 1 inch is 3/4, then the way to get to
5/4.
I had to eat.
It's kind of like who's on first bits, right?
I had to eat some laminate samples just to calm my nerves. I took a.
Oh, I don't blame you. What'd you get?
Wilson Art. I took a handful of Wilson Art samples. I just start chomping
sure.
on them while the guy was driving the forklift.
That's
in
right.
the back. That's right. It calmed my nerves.
It's a cool place, though, isn't it? Where they, you know, you see some nice, big, solid pieces of wood there. I like that spot.
Oh,
that's where I get my butcher block.
You guys should just go places where they really stock a lot of wood just to walk in. Like, you know that humidor feeling?
It's the same feeling.
This is a humidor in a blimp hanger.
You know what else is like that in the metal land? It's industrial metal. You know that place? That place is fantastic.
I do know that place. Although you do end up sitting in the waiting room in the back for a long time.
And the you can pay to get massaged in the chair, but the chair's got like scum and Cheetos in it and stuff. So I opted out.
It is one of those places, though, that has the pictures from the old biplane of the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, that's Chandler and Moore Park? There's nothing but beans there.
Yeah.
It's a bean field. Like, I love
right.
that we marvel at a picture. It's like if you go to La Brea Tar Pits and they'll go like, 2 million years ago,
there
were nothing but wolves here. And you go, the AMPM wasn't here?
Yeah.
Of course there was nothing. I'm doing the math. I've done the nothing
well,
math. I still like to look at it, but that's where my grandma's house is now.
There were wolves.
There.
She could have been shredded by wolves.
There's a bean field.
Well, you know, by me, Balboa, right, used to be a hunt ground for grizzly hunting at the turn of the century. And there were hunt clubs where you'd go out and shoot grizzly bear.
The greatest The greatest AJ Benza, whatever the you know, foul-ups and bloopers and people getting shot series he did from back in the day. The greatest one is from the Little Rascals and Alfalfa, and how Alfalfa later on in life, like after Little Rascals, just became a drunk and lived in the valley and like made money by taking like guys out on hunting tours and stuff. And I'll screw up a few details, but it's all the same story. He like needed to borrow a guy's dog or something to go out on a hunting tour, you know, probably at your house, Stromer,
right, exactly.
Or my grandma's house, yeah, or yeah. Just in the San Fernando Valley, sure. When there was hunting lodges, right. And they took him out for hunting. This is, you know, this guy was a major child star. Now he's 30 and he's an alcoholic and he didn't make any money and he's living in North Hollywood. And he borrows this dude's dog to take his hunting group out. And at some point he loses his dog. And so the dude, when he comes back, goes, "Where's my dog?" And he goes, "Yeah, I lost him." And he says, "All right, well, I'm going to put like a $5 reward out because this is a good hunting dog."
Yeah.
And maybe it's $10. And he puts a $10 reward out. And they go, "Okay, but if somebody finds the dog, you got to pay him the reward money, not me."
Right.
You know, it's a whole $10, which would have been like $41 today. And so sure enough, at some point, someone finds a dog, I guess, they turn it in, and then he goes to Alfalfa, "Okay, now I need the $10, you know, and he's like, "Fuck you." And at some point, he like comes to his house and goes, "Hey, I need that money." Alfalfa pulls out a knife. The guy, who has a good hunting dog, pulls out a gun, because that's what hunters do. And Alfalfa like lunges at him with the knife, and the guy just shoots him dead.
Are you serious? That's how Alfalfa died?
That's how Alfalfa died. And the guy, like,
wait, was Alfalfa the one with the pointy piece of hair coming up?
And, like, the DA looks at it and kind of goes, yeah, well, I guess he pulled a knife on him. So, anyway, moving on to buckwheat.
Oh, my God. You know, my dad actually.
Literally in the San Fernando Valley for, like, a $10 reward on a hunting dog.
My father taught social dancing to kids for his whole life with my mom. They had a business where they taught 7th and 8th grade kids how to social dance in Chicago. And one of his students was, an adult class, was the heavyset guy from Little Rascals.
Mm.
Who had moved back to the Midwest.
Spanky.
Spanky. My father taught Spanky how to do the box step.
Wow. Huh? Matt, you can check my Alfalfa beats online, but tell me if I got them right. I'll tell you guys about Simply Safe. Alfalfa should add Simply Safe. This guy couldn't have come into his cabin.
Wasn't there a second heavy guy in the Little Rascals? There was a replacement?
Probably.
Let's look it up, Gary, if you can.
Thank you.
How many Spankies?
Simply, no, there weren't. I don't think they're too soon.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead. If Alfalfa had Simply Safe, yeah, he'd still be with us today.
Yes, he would.
And contributing to society.
No.
I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. It's prepared for everything. If a storm takes out your power, your phone line gets cut, keypads destroyed, Simply Safe is ready. They'll get you the help you need. Maybe you don't need to be ready for the worst case scenario, but Simply Safe is. They're always ready, and that's why it's great. It's just $14.99 a month, no contracts, no hidden fees. They don't gouge you. I have Simply Safe. Max Pata has it, Dawson. We all have it here. Gina has it. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Go to simplysafe.com/ace. That's two I's in there, simplysafe.com/ace. Go there. Let them know I sent you. It's a great product. Up and running in under an hour. That's simplysafe.com/ace. Gary, have pictures of the podium? Does you? Or does you? Or does you?
Does Addian you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is. Look at that.
Oh, there I am up on the podium.
Do you wear that suit before sexy love time at the Corolla house? Is that how you get it going?
Yeah. No, I was in my fire suit because I just got out of my car not too much earlier, and I was sitting around drinking a beer, and it pulled me up on stage.
Now, is that seriously fire retardant?
I've never fully tested it, but in theory, it's fire retardant, and also you wear fire retardant under pants.
Is it super? Too. Is it super hot in there? Is there any ventilation whatsoever?
They do their best, but I would go ahead with super hot. A lot of guys wear a cool suit or cool vest,
yeah,
which is basically a vest they put on underneath it. Not at Laguna Seca, but at Fontana where it's hot, or Willow Springs where it's hot, you know, the places right. where it's hot. They'll put a vest on. They'll have a pump and a sort of small, like, six-pack cooler sitting on the passenger side floor. There's no seat in there. And they'll have a cool suit.
Oh, that's
basically.
Interesting. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
I got the goddamn...
You got everything.
No, I don't have that.
Why?
You know, I'll tell you why I don't have that. Matt, put this on my list of things to follow
Get
up on.
Get him a cool suit thing.
No. I don't need one.
But I want you to have one.
I've
the driving comfort.
I've
you
earned
have
it.
Earned it.
I've earned it. No. I've literally earned it.
I know you have.
No.
Sorry.
No. I did a professional Trans Am race at Willow Springs a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I won the cool shirt, cool pass of the day, which entitled me by law and by God to get a free cool shirt from Cool Shirt, the guys who manufacture the cool shirts.
And you never got it.
There's pictures of me up on the podium, like, holding up the cool shirt.
Yeah.
And then they said, we'll give that one back. That's just the one we do for the pictures. And then we'll send you out your cool shirt, cool move of the year. Never got it.
The old MacGuffin.
The MacGuffin.
Right? The old Hitchcock device. The
never
MacGuffin.
Got my goddamn cool shirt.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot around the collar.
I'm hot right now.
Just
from that duet, that got me a little kooky. Now, listen, question. I hear that driving, you burn a shitload of calories, right? This is they've done studies where guys are driving in races and you're like burning thousands of calories just sitting there driving. Why is that?
I will physically sweat through my fire suit. Even if it's not a hot day, like, you'll see a huge patch
right
on my back and on my chest. I found myself doing this race at some point, and I found myself breathing like, whew, whew, whew. Like, I literally caught myself doing something I never do.
Like, almost hyperventilating or just heavy athletic breathing?
Not like nervous hyperventilating, but all of a sudden I was making noise with my breathing. Now, it is a thing where I have a six-way harness, and that harness, I wear mine exceptionally tight.
Yeah.
I like mine. I like no movement. I like to be completely – I literally have guys on each side of my seat holding the straps and pulling them as hard as they can to like suck me in. So I want to be sucked in.
So the G's don't influence how you
drive.
I don't
want to move around. Yeah. I don't want to slide around. I want to have any slop. I don't want anything.
Right.
So, but I do find myself, it's the only time where you think of nothing. You think of nothing. I cannot tell you what I think about inside the car because I don't think about anything.
Right.
And it's I can't think of another. I go up on stage in front of 1,000 people and I think about other things while I'm on stage.
Yeah.
You know.
You mean because you've memorized the bits or just that's
just,
how you're.
Just that somebody, I see somebody off doing something somewhere, getting up and moving or something, or I see they're wearing something. Yeah. I don't know. It's a, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I sweat a lot. I don't know if I'm burning calories, but I do burn some sweat.
I know. Like, I remember reading an article about some pro driver and they tested him and it was like 2,500 calories every half hour driving in a high intensity race.
It's, I think the mental part probably
right.
causes you to do that.
Yeah.
You find anything about alfalfa?
Yes, you do get the larger beats of the story. There are some colorful details I can add if you'd like.
Yes.
So the guy who played alfalfa is the one who offered to pay the reward, and he did pay a reward. It was a $35 reward, and he also bought the guy who found the dog like $15 worth of drinks. And then a couple days later, the guy who played alfalfa decided that he should be reimbursed for that reward that he paid out. So he goes to the guy's house.
So he did pay it.
Yes, and then wanted the dude who owned the dog to pay him.
Oh, right. So he got pissed.
So he goes to his house. They get into a huge fight. There's a thing about getting cornered in the closet and all this stuff. But ultimately, the guy who played Alfalfa shot in the groin.
Oh!
And then died.
Right. So it's the same difference. He pays... He goes out. By the way, these guys sound like guys I'd hung out with growing up, yeah. Which is like, I does this sound like half the guys you know they're like my old friends where yeah. like they go.
This could easily have been Ray and Chris.
Dude, yeah, yeah. Dude, or Donnie, like in yeah. their logic where they go like, look, I borrowed your dog. Right. Then I lost your dog. Right. Then I paid the dude who returned your dog. Right. So now I need to get paid back for what I gave the dude. And you'd be like, no, you lost the dog. That's why you had to pay the dude. And then they'd stop, and then it would say the exact same thing one more time. Yeah, but I paid him. That they'd stop and say, I feel like I've had these conversations with a lot of people.
Can I ask a general question? What does the groin mean? Does the groin mean like in the lower?
Shot in the dick.
That's really what it means.
I'm assuming so.
So they shot
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa in the dick.
And he died over $35.
Yes. Well, they're saying that the $35 reward, the $15 in drinks are equal to about $400 today.
All right.
Ooh, that's all a lot of drinks.
Well, you know, I stand corrected.
What about that froggy guy? You think that was his real voice or that was like a whole thing he could do? What
he was shot in the asshole by a jilted lover. Did you know that? Oh, look it up. All right, Stormer, you have a laugh. I'll tell you about Timberland. I talk for a living, but I do love construction and utility workers out there. Keep the world moving. That's right. I love the doers out there. I can't tell you how many times I loved guys who put things together. Somebody sent me a tweet today that said, God, everyone's all caught up in their head with politics and Washington and Trump and all what's going on. Just get out there and get your hands dirty.
Just make something.
Make something. Yes. Forget about everything. Doers out there. Timberland Pro has the stud wall, quarter zip pullover, designed to keep you comfortable, warm, and dry. Durable, water repellent finish, stand up collar, chin guard so the zipper doesn't rub against your chin. Stretch side panels for added mobility. Rugged textured polyester bonded fleece. There are talkers out there, and then there are doers. Timberland Pro, always do, never done.
Yeah, can
love
I just
these guys.
Tell
yeah.
you a little bit about my Saturday night with Mrs. Stromer? I put on the Timberland boots, I take that blue pill, and I got those Tommy Johns on.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, baby doll.
That's yeah.
Baby number 4 and a half on its way.
So what are you working on?
I'm still doing that studio, the recording studio now, which is for a very famous producer, which I will reveal when they let me.
Really?
Yeah, big, big deal guy. And it's really fun because it's all the state-of-the-art gear for audio. Mm-hmm. And I'm a really big audio guy. I love all that stuff. So building a room and tuning it and, you know, seeing all this great gear come in is really exciting for me.
I love it's nice when you're building and your building kind of butts up against some science and some technology.
That's right. You know? I think that's what I'm attracted to. It's not just like my wife says that she can't get in the powder room because of her weight problem and I have to, you know, it's like really a nice idea of creating art, you know, and building something to help facilitate art.
Yeah, when I built this studio, it was fun to kind of build, but it was also kind of fun to go, well, we need a floor that's raised off the slab, and we're going to have chases so we can run the wires, and then we'll have some access panels so we can get to the
right.
stuff, and we'll use carpet squares so we can remove them
that's
and find
right.
the access
right.
panel.
And the reason I was at the metal place that we were talking about before is because there are these things designed where you can hang basically shock absorbers from metal plates. And then the drywall sits on hat channel and black iron. You screw drywall into the hat channel that's freely hanging. Mm. So with these big, huge subwoofers, the ceiling doesn't move. So there's no point of contact with any walls. They're all floating. It's kind of amazing.
If you look down between your legs at this console here, I went to the aforementioned industrial metal warehouse.
Yeah.
They have all different. So what you guys need to know, here's what you need to know. You might not be a world-class fabricator, but you can go to Industrial Metal Warehouse in your town, right, whatever the metal warehouse place is. You can buy what I bought here is like medium thick wall, 4-inch round tubing.
Right.
Then I bought plates. I bought round plates that were like 8 inches around or 9 inches around. I don't know. Look down. What do you see? I bought these plates. Yeah. And then I bought ones for the top. And they'll cut it for you sometimes at 42 inches or 44, whatever I did. And then I just took the plates and the stuff, and I drilled a hole through the plates. And then I took it to the guy, and I said, weld them up.
Yeah.
And he welded them up and put the plates on the top and on the bottom. And then I drilled them out, and then I mounted them down, and I ran all the wires to this console.
Oh, through the tube. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's a beautiful look, too, and it's solid. It doesn't move hardly at all.
Yeah, it's got a little, you know, flex if you lean on it, but it doesn't go anywhere.
Did you design the desk shape?
Yeah.
Because it's perfect for multiple guests or to an intimate setting for, say, a romantic duet with your friend Adam.
Babe! You don't know that Sheriff song?
I don't. I will learn it, though, and I will memorize it, and I will hit that high note, and it will soar.
Really? Work on it.
I will. Serious. I am. I'm ready to go. Maybe we can do this on your next cruise.
Because I'm always ready to go with Sheriff.
Well, yeah, you're.
All right. Tell us about Geico and we'll bring it
home. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Geico, fantastic. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off the dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. How about ads save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. That's extra money in your pocket. You betcha. That's the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Geico.com. Please check it out.
All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com, and you can find out all about the live shows coming up all over the place. Going to be in San Mateo County Event Center. Going to be in Los Angeles Convention Center. Going to be at Arizona Stand Up Live coming up on October 27th. Live podcast coming up at the Grove with Rob Riggle. That's November 30th. You just go to AdamCarolla.com. You find out all about the live shows and our chassis offerings. Lots of good movies there. It's two S's and a Y. And go to aceontheroof.com and click the PayPal button. Subscribe, support, you know. And like that, Stromer, what do you got?
I'm going to be rehearsing that number. I hired a movement coach. So
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. By next week, you and me, baby doll.
So until next time, Adam Carolla, for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.